Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The former home of the New York Islanders could be the future home of a new casino. Las Vegas Sands is putting in a bid for the Nassau Coliseum site.
WCBS's Steve Burns heard from higher ups at the company. He's with us right now. Steve, what is the overall vision for the site?
Well, Las Vegas Sands is really pitching this as a tourist resort destination that also happens to have a casino attached to it. They say the casino is obviously a big component, but it'll only make up about 10% of the total development at most. The rest would be a high-end hotel, restaurants, event spaces. So as they pitch it, it'd be a well-rounded destination for the region. The big question for locals is if the Coliseum itself would survive in this new development. The short answer is they don't know yet. But for the time being, they say they have a preliminary agreement in place to buy this land from the county, and now they are in the running for one of those casino licenses.
This is the first suburban-focused casino bid among the sites we've heard about so far. So, Steve, what target audience do they have in mind here at the Nassau Coliseum?
It's a good point there. We've heard bids so far around Times Square, Hudson Yards, Coney Island, City Field. But this is really the first one solely focused on more of that suburban audience. I brought that up with the company rep I talked to. He made the point that a casino in Manhattan, for example, it's going to cannibalize existing tourists. It's going to take business away from things like Broadway. So he's pushing this alternate vision of creating an entirely new destination from scratch, making a case that folks from the region might now look to Long Island as a nice place for, say, a weekend trip. We heard from Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. He is noncommittal at this point. He does say, though, that one of his top priorities is making sure this isn't just a casino, that there are other attractions attached to it as well. It sounds like Las Vegas Sands is in agreement on that.
What are the next steps? What's the process from here to give out these licenses for casinos?
Yeah, it's still a bit shrouded in mystery. All we know at this point is that the bidding is going to start at $500 million that these operators would have to pay the state to get this license. That process could start up sometime later this year. There are three licenses up for grabs. It's widely seen that the two existing racinos at Aqueduct and Empire City going to be front runners, so that leaves one other license very highly coveted in the gaming industry. The other important aspect here is there needs to be a lot of local buy-in. We know a lot of leaders in Manhattan sound pretty skeptical. Queens and Nassau County might be a little warmer to it, so we'll have to see if that tips the scales at all.
All right, Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.